Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, another intrepid journey with our beloved twins, Fred and Ed. Or the story of why the door won't close. It was an early morning when the twins came rushing downstairs, demanding that their mother Alice make breakfast. Alice was sitting in the kitchen preparing for her busy day, drinking a cup of coffee, and said to the twins, "When I'm done with my coffee." The twins immediately ran to their father Ned, who was getting ready to leave for work, and demanded breakfast. Ned said, "Guys, I'm on my way out the door. I gotta be at work early. I got an early morning meeting." And with that, grabbed his briefcase, and the door shut behind him. The twins ran into the living room, and there was the dog sitting on its bed, relaxing, and the twins demanded breakfast. The dog looked at them, licked its front paw, and went back to sleep. So the twins went upstairs. It was then, as they wandered upstairs, waiting for their breakfast, starving, by the way, as only twins can do, they decided to play, and sat on the floor and got out their kit of Legos. Now, the Legos were all in a box, and it's easiest, of course, we all know, to grab Legos from the floor rather than a box, because the box doesn't show you what the Legos are. And so Fred and Ed dumped the Legos on the floor. All of them. All over. And began building their great creation. Now, over the years, the twins had built many great creations. Once, they built the tower that reached the ceiling. Another time, they built the dad foot grabber, an invention that Fred had come up with and Ed constructed out of Legos, and Ned had discovered as he walked into the bedroom one late evening to say goodnight to the twins and stepped on the dad foot grabber. A painful experience. Today, the twins decided to see what we could do, what could be done, what was possible when you put Lego into the latch with the door shut to their bedroom. And so Ed very carefully wedged a Lego into the latch, and the twins discovered that their door no longer closed. Well, that was going to be a problem, they figured, so they decided we'll fish the Lego out, except it was wedged in there. And the twins decided instead what they had to do was cover up the crime. And the only way to do that, obviously, was to use crayons and color the Lego a different color so it wasn't one of theirs. They had a number of colors, but the one color they did not have was blue Lego. So they used crayons and colored the Lego piece blue. In a little bit, their mother Alice came upstairs and told them it was time for breakfast. And as she began to go, she closed the door behind her and the twins, so she didn't have to look at the Lego mess on the floor. Except the door wouldn't close. Alice looked in the hole where the door latch should clip and realized there was a Lego in there. She stuck her fingers in and tried to get it out, but it wouldn't come out. And she looked at the twins and she said, "Who put the Lego in the door latch?" The twins said, "What color is it?" Knowing that they would be in trouble if they answered us. Alice looked at the crayon, or the Lego, and said, "Oh, it's blue." And the twins said, "Oh, we don't have any blue Legos, Mom." Alice looked at the twins and looked at the Lego, reached her finger in and scraped a little bit of crayon off. "Oh," she said, "it's not blue, that's the crayon. It's actually red. You two, get this out of your door latch. Now." And so the twins began to figure out ways to remove a Lego from a door latch that had been crammed in. Finally, they had to do the hard thing, and gently using a screwdriver and a hammer, they broke their beloved Lego in half and were able to take it out of the door latch, wandering downstairs so that Alice would make them their breakfast, because now they were starving and they were sad. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for reaching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoy Fred and Ed's stories, please leave me a comment, and I will provide more over the next few months. Have a great day.